travel. People start thinking about traveling now, maybe even, you know, sort of maybe related to the holidays or just getting bargains or going places. Or maybe they just want to get away from the weather where they are. Well, you got to take your family with you sometimes and someone who can help us with, I guess, what do I mean sometimes? I guess all the time for the most part. Eileen Ogens joins us this morning. She's the creator of TakingTheKids.com. She's got over 20 years experience as a journalist. Also, she travels with her kids. As it says here, she's traveled with her three kids, parentheses, and other family members across the U.S. Eileen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me, Bruce.
Yeah, let's talk about now, where are we taking the kids this time around? Where are some good places to go that maybe we haven't thought about?
Well, you know, the good news is whether you want to hit the theme parks or you want to kick back on a beach or hit the slopes, there are lots of places I've been that I can recommend where you might even get a deal even around the holidays.
And is it a matter of choosing where you want to go or where the kids want to go? How do you balance that agreement?
Well, it's always good if you get the kids involved in the planning, but obviously if you've got to be clear with them about what the budget is. So, and they can help you find a good deal. For example, visit Orlando, you know, the theme park capital of the world with Mickey Mouse, SeaWorld, Universal. They've got this really good Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal coming up where if you go to OrlandoTickets.com, you're going to save an extra 10% on already discounted theme park tickets and other stuff. Just use the code GIFT. And people should remember, besides all the theme parks, Orlando's got golf courses, spas, great hotel pools, celebrity chefs. You know, there's really something there for everybody.
Should we work on a destination and then figure out how we're going to get there as far as the travel accommodations?
I think you can decide. Sometimes you can go first, you know, looking at a great deal and then figure out how you're going to get there. Sometimes if you don't really care where you're going, you just know you want beach or theme park or the snow, you look for that. If you want to kick back on the beach, for example, an all-inclusive is a really good way to go, and one really good one is Charisma Hotels and Resorts. They're mostly in Mexico, but for Nickelodeon fans out there, there's a really great Nick Hotel, the only one of its kind in the Dominican Republic. Kids are free there. If you have younger families, they've got the Azul Beach Resorts outside of the Fray of Cancun. 45% off. They've got everything you'd need for a baby, but they also have activities for other older kids. They have canopied beach beds, butler service, 24/7 room service. And let's say you're going with grandma and grandpa and the whole gang. Check out this resort, Generations. It's also about 40 minutes outside of Cancun. They've got the biggest suites there are in the Caribbean, up to 3 bedrooms. So think of it like a home away from home, but with butler service, and you don't have to clean up or cook or do dishes or anything. And that resort is half off.
And, of course, some people also like to go to places in the States here, colder weather or look for skiing,
right,
or activities like that, right?
If you're looking for some fun in the snow, think about Maine. When I was interviewing kids for my new Kids Guide to Maine that just came out this summer, they were all over everything they did in the snow: skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, even taking a walk in a snowstorm. So Maine has big resorts in the western part of the state, like Sunday River and Sugarloaf, but they've also got some smaller, less expensive ones, like Camden Ski Bowl, where there's a huge, long toboggan run. And if you want some indoor activities, there's L.L. Bean, where you can literally shop till you drop 24/7, breweries, a big foodie scene in Portland, even a casino. And there are things you can do outside, like snowshoe or snowmobile, all across the state, even in open meadows.
Sounds like a lot of great experiences. Where can we get some details about some of the places you've sent us already?
Check out my blogs on TakingTheKids.com.
Eileen Ogens, we appreciate your time this morning, and happy travels.
Happy travels to you too, Bruce.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
7:47 at AM 930 WEOL. I can't help but thinking with the Nick Hotel, whether, I guess, and that's one place you can really take your Rugrats, right?